This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mesrowski.
In Hamburg, residents looking for some answers after our heavy rains last month brought widespread flooding to homes. WBEN's Zach Penkew has more.
Several homeowners in the village of Hamburg raised their concerns about flood damage caused by a recent storm at a board meeting on Tuesday. Gabrielle, a homeowner in the village, explained that for her, throwing money at the problem isn't going to permanently fix it.
About 10 days ago, we had a terrific downpour of rain, and within 20 minutes, about 6 inches of water came up in my basement. And as I began talking to my neighbors, I realized that it was going on throughout the entire neighborhood. And it appears that both the sanitary and the storm sewers were getting overwhelmed and backing up into people's homes. And when people began, myself included, began talking to plumbers, it seems like there's really not much we can do to fix this. The scale is beyond us, and it's something the village needs to address.
She later shared how much she lost because of the flooding.
Luckily, I have insurance, so I have my copay, but from the initial mitigation, they had to pump out the water, then they had to clean the floors, and then sanitize them. So far, the estimate I got is about $5,000. I've lost about $6,000 worth of materials, and now I'm about to have another quote given to me to fix the basement floor and repair some damage to a wall.
Zach Penkew, WBN.com News.
Hefty bill there in Hamburg. Thank you, Zach. Well, a crackdown on social media pushed by New York Governor Kathy Hochul reportedly gaining support among state lawmakers.
The bill would ban social media companies from using algorithms to curate what minors see. The measure would instead force apps to show content in chronological order to users under 18. It would also ban apps from sending alerts to children between midnight and 6 a.m. unless their parents opt in, and it would prohibit selling their data. The proposal is likely to face legal challenges amid free speech concerns.
It's Lionel Moyes with the report. Maybe closer to passage. It is the last week of the session in Albany.
Not long after being censured by a state commission, State Supreme Court Justice Mark Grassani was left off a list of judicial appointments by Governor Hochul. Hochul this week appointed attorney Peter Allen Weinman as a Court of Claims judge. The state Senate Judiciary Committee will meet Wednesday to discuss the nomination. Grassani was censured in April by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct because of a confrontation with neighbors and Buffalo police that was all captured on body cameras.
Buffalo police have identified the suspect they're looking for in last month's fatal shooting outside of a Hurdle Avenue bar. A warrant is out for 27-year-old William Quinones. On May 7th, 46-year-old Mahid Albert fatally shot during an argument on the patio of Del Denby's bar. The bar recently reopened with restrictions.
The New York Stock Exchange says it's resolved a glitch that affected trading yesterday.
It happened not long after the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange. A strange technical glitch caused trading on a few stocks to be halted briefly Monday. It showed the wrong prices, including on some Berkshire Hathaway stocks, down by as much as 99.9%. There's no word what caused it, but exchange officials say it's fixed, and they're confident it wasn't the result of hacking. Daria Albinger, ABC News, New York.
That's not a result of hacking, but man, wow. Still definitely raising some eyebrows on Wall Street. Well, the battle over border security escalating. President Biden expected to issue an executive order that would effectively shut down the border to asylum seekers when migrant crossings surge. Republicans, though, questioned the timing of the move.
Supporters say the president has no other choice after former President Trump killed a bipartisan border security deal earlier this year that was endorsed by the Border Patrol Union. The migrant crisis remains a top issue for voters amid concerns about crime. Police in New York say two officers were shot yesterday by a Venezuelan migrant wanted for robbery. The suspect entered the U.S. illegally 1 year ago.
Well, much more on this, what the announcement is expected to be later today. Throughout the morning on WBEN.
Kids on caffeine. A new survey shows that's the growing trend. WBEN's Tom Puckett is here with if parents should be concerned.
Some 23% of parents of teenagers said caffeine is a regular part of their child's life, according to a C.S. Mott Children's Hospital national poll. Dr. Kathy Grisotti, a pediatric urgent care, says she's seeing more teens having more caffeine, thanks in part to the rise in coffee shops.
It seems to be kind of the in thing that the kids are coming to school with a cup of coffee or Starbucks. I think that they've kind of disguised a lot of the caffeine in some other milkshake-type drinks. And so I think kids are getting hooked on caffeine at a younger and younger age.
Grisani says short-term issues include anxiety, hydration, and jitteriness.
In the long term, we worry about some of the developmental issues that it can impact on. Certainly, you can see caffeine addiction, caffeine withdrawal, persistent headaches, agitation, things like that.
Grisani says parents can play a big role in curbing teen caffeine use. Listen online to find out how. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Caffeine and teens. I'm trying to think of when this might have gotten kickstarted. Thinking back to like high school, I remember, you know, maybe one or two people had like a coffee cup or something, like a Tim Hortons cup walking in, but that was really it. Energy drinks didn't really take hold. There was Red Bull. And I don't think there were many other options.
Ones.
You didn't really see them that much.
No, but now they're everywhere.
Absolutely everywhere.
And same with the coffee, too. I think kids are, you know, stopping at all the Starbucks.
I was told that stunts your growth.
I always heard that, too. Is it true? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But there might be some other concerns there. Thanks to Tom for that. Well, there's a new Star Wars debuting today.
Someone is killing Jedi.
A shocking crime spree rocks the Star Wars world, and a Jedi Master is sent to investigate. That's where things start with the latest Star Wars series, The Acolyte. It premieres today on Disney Plus, and Daphne King plays a young Jedi in training, telling me that when it came to using the Force on the show, everyone had to develop their own unique way of doing it.
We had specific Force training, and you'd go and you'd have one-on-one sessions with this woman called Alex, and you'd like find where your character draws the Force from and how, like what kind of movements they use, and like you do some meditations with her. It was really fun.
The first episode of The Acolyte out today. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Sorry, I can't even. Like, and I like Star Wars, but I can't listen to that without nerd alert. I mean, you specific Force training from your Force master. Come on, give me a break.
It totally lost me.
The Star Wars stuff, though, it's just crazy because it used to be everyone loved it. It used to be three movies,
right?
And then it was six movies, and people were like, these other movies aren't that great. It was great when it was three movies, and then they made three more movies, so there's nine movies, and then they made like three more movies, and now there's a million TV shows.
It's so watered down.
I think it's too much. Yeah. It's gone full circle. Like, it used to be the nerd thing.
It was a big draw when there was opening day for Star Wars.
Yeah, but then it turned into, like, everyone knew Star Wars.
Right.
Like, it was no longer just, like, a nerd thing. It was, it's pop culture. Like, everybody knows Star Wars, R2-D2.
Yeah.
Just, you know, Darth Vader. And now there's so much of it that you really got to be a nerd to watch it all. So, like, it's gone full circle, I think.
I think you're right.
Everything just... in Star Wars.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for partly to mostly sunny skies today, warm and humid with highs soaring into the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with overnight lows in the mid to upper 60s. Partly sunny, warm and humid again tomorrow with a few hit or miss showers and thunderstorms developing, especially in the afternoon and evening. We'll see highs again in the mid-80s. Staying unsettled on Thursday with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. With the exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Mary Beth Roble.
Joining us on the line this morning, Brendan Mahaffey. He's the executive director of the Office of Strategic Planning in the City of Buffalo. And we're talking about the redevelopment along Perry and what might happen there in the future. Brendan, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. You know, yesterday, ground was broken on what's going to be the new version of housing on Perry Street after demolition has really kind of swiftly happened for a lot of those properties along Perry. I guess first to start off with, it's already a new look, isn't it? How's the demolition been going down on Perry?
Oh, it's incredible, the transformation already just to clear out so much of the site. And at this point in time, when you're on the site, you get a real sense still of what was there. But now you really can start to begin to imagine what the possibilities are and what we're going to be building into the future. So for those who haven't seen it, and we haven't started along the highway yet, so maybe you haven't looked over those buildings there. You know, take a chance to drive by and see the incredible amount of transformation that's already underway at the site.
You know, I was by there on South Park Avenue over the weekend, and it struck me as how unusual it is to see it in that area, that kind of development. What impact is this likely to have on the old First Ward?
Well, we think it's going to have a significant impact. It's those were first and foremost vacant, which is why it was such a priority for the mayor for years to get new housing and new activity in and around that area. So instead of being vacant, we're going to have just in this first phase over 400 occupied units, and those units are going to go from single all the way up to larger family sizes. And then in addition, there's going to be a significant amount of commercial that goes along South Park as well to provide amenities not only to the new residents, but to the existing residents as well. And again, that's just a first phase of this project where the current vacant buildings are. So this is an opportunity, again, not only for the new residents, but also the existing residents there as well.
You know, I thought it really kind of says something that, you know, with the demolition, there being nothing there at all is a vast improvement. Just in the optics of that entire area, and then that's not even to be said of what's going to be there in the future. How big of a deal is that for the city? You know, it's an area So close to downtown Buffalo, right? Just a stone's throw away from the downtown area. Right off, I mean, you could be coming from in town or out of town on the 190, getting off right there and driving through there to go to an event at the arena or Canal Side or wherever downtown. To have that area be more vibrant, much better looking, to not have it look unsafe and feel unsafe at night. How big of a deal is that for the city?
Well, it's a really big deal because as you say, to put it in context, you've got downtown so close, and we know all of the investment that's been happening at the downtown area. You've got along the Buffalo River to the south, and again the transformation of Ohio Street, which we've had, and other projects in and around the old First Ward. More on the way there as well. You have Larkin, which is just to the east, and you also have the Tesla facility that's not too far away to the east. And then to the north, going along Jefferson, it takes you not too long, and you're after you go through the residential area, you're in the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. So it's in the middle of a lot of significant activity and investment that we have. There's a lot of significant activity and investment that's going to continue in that area. This is for those who maybe wanted to try to say something negative about what's happening in Buffalo. We are removing one more thing that people can point to and replacing it with what's going to be an incredibly vibrant neighborhood at the end of the day that people will see as they're driving along the highway or as they're going to a Sabres game or to enjoy our beautiful waterfront.
You know, in addition to Perry, you've got the Marine Drive development, too, that's happening soon. Who are these projects attracting for residents?
Well, it's a real mix. So they're all affordable housing residents. But when I say affordable, I think, and it's public housing. But these are many of the individuals who are working in the city of Buffalo to support our hospitals, to support our retail. You know, the core of the work that gets done. In addition, there are market rate that will also be available in future phases of these projects. So those are the individuals working in our financial institutions and other places in the city of Buffalo and otherwise. So it's really attracting a real mix and filling a critical housing need, which is one of the reasons that obviously the governor has made it such a priority. And it's great to have a local governor coming back home yesterday to announce this $250 million project in Perry.
Well, elsewhere in the city, where else can we expect this type of transformative project? We know there's a lot going on every single day. This is going to get a lot of the attention, but Marine Drive, right, not too far away from the Perry projects. Yep. We know there's a transformation going on there. What else is on your radar?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things I'm excited that we're wrapping up that took such a long time, and when I say we, it's really puts the credit, obviously, to Peter Krogh, but the Trico building on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. Again, one of those images when you came into downtown to say, you know, what's happening there, you know, and seeing that blight and again, walking away with a negative impression. Well, that's going to be a stunning building that is going to be open in the near future, again, with a couple hundred units, I believe, in that mostly market rate, some affordable in there. Plus hotel amenities, plus office. So that is something that we had to work on for years, just like Perry. But we have put our nose to the grindstone, and at this time, it's paid off. And I cannot wait to see that building when it is complete. It already looks beautiful, and Krogh has done a wonderful job being able to pull that off. So that's one in the near future that I'm really looking forward to in terms of not a groundbreaking, but a ribbon cutting.
Yeah, and Brendan, not housing related, but Ralph Wilson Park, the construction around there, this is going to be a big summer for it.
Yeah, you know, I was a little disappointed. I was supposed to have a tour of the site yesterday to see what the latest looked like, but I was too busy with the Perry groundbreaking. It is incredible, and I think it's going to bring a level of excitement this fall as well when the bridge is put up across the 190. and the demolition of the old bridge is going to begin. That's going to be an incredible visual as well for people who are in this region and who are traveling through it as well. It's going to be something to talk about. And then, of course, the work that's happening lakeside right now, it's an incredible undertaking, absolutely massive, to redo that topography. And really, we're so fortunate to have the Ralph C. Wilson Foundation, who has led that transformation that will benefit not only the city of Buffalo, but the entire region. I think everybody's going to be going there when all is said and done.
Well, Brendan, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk soon. Brendan Mahaffey with the Office of Strategic Planning in the city of Buffalo.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.